This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's going on here? It's another time for conversation. Thursday is upon us, the 27th of July. What's going on in the world? We'll find out with our own perspectives on things, and you can talk back to us any way you'd like at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillin, at Doug Steffen. If you want, make sure if you're sending something to C. Shillin, you got two L's and two N's in it and not in the wrong place. I saw somebody spell it S-H-I-N-N-E-L-L. What the hell? How would you pronounce that?
Chanel. Chanel, I guess. It's kind of like a designer. Yeah, yeah, I'm very fancy, but that's
Coco, not the right Chanel. Mm-hmm. Isn't there a Coco Chanel someplace?
There was.
See? You think I don't know what's going on in the world? Well, let's see what's going on. People in the news. Representative Steve Scalise. Was it pronounced Scalise or Scalise? S-C-A-L-I-S-E. I think it was Scalise, wasn't it?
I thought it was Scalise.
Okay, well. Hmm. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. I think it probably would be, depending on whether you're Sicilian or whether you're a mainlander, it might be, that's how it's pronounced, Scalise. Anyway, he's, remember him? Mm-hmm. He was the one who was shot at the baseball practice in June. He was discharged from the hospital yesterday and now starts inpatient rehab. There was a statement released from the hospital that suggests he's continued to make progress. Obviously, that's why they let him out. But he was in really critical condition. He was pretty close to death there for 4 or 5 days.
He was shot in the hip, right?
Yeah, well, I think but there's a vital vein or artery.
Oh, I know.
That goes down.
It's serious, yeah. I didn't know if he needed a hip replacement or if there was something else.
I don't know about that, frankly. But that might be because if you have hip replacement, you got to do physical rehab.
Right.
And, yeah, that could be the story. But the whole idea behind it, what a waste.
Yeah.
And unbelievable. The kind of things that we have happened to us in our lives, and sometimes you look back on them and think, wow, what a waste. There was a learning curve to it, and it wasn't a good one under the circumstances. Same sort of thing in the sense William Shatner yesterday came pretty close to having a hairy circumstance. See that?
No.
He was on his horse. He and his wife are great riders. He has several horses and is often, he has a horse show of his own in the spring that I've attended 4 or 5 times. In Burbank, there's a big riding center, and he uses it to bring in lots of stars and celebrities and raise his money for he and his wife's charity. Anyway, so he was on his horse. His horse got spooked, and he had put the horse onto a cart, a horse cart. You ever see those carts behind the horse? You know what I'm talking about. He was in a horse and buggy competition.
You mean the carriages?
Yeah, well, kind of, but it's a single. If you saw a picture of it, you'd see what I was talking about. He was at a county fair and a horse show in Kentucky. He was entered on the amateur level. As he turns, you see in the video, as he turns the corner on the track, the horse suddenly rears up for no real reason. The cart, it's a sulky, I think that's what they call them. Single cart, sulky. He was flipped and went over, got into the dirt. The event was stopped. He was checked out. His horse was okay. He was okay. He didn't need any medical attention. And even with the spill, he took first place. So, there you go. It's like Captain. Wow. He's captain of the horse fleet instead of Starfleet. I mean, he is big.
He's got to be careful. He's 85.
85 years old, yep.
Yeah, jeez.
I'll be doing the same thing. Careful on the tractor.
Falling off a horse cart?
Well, probably not in a horse
cart. Hopefully not.
That close to, I have close people to me that are close to horses, but I'm not that close. I have horses on my farm here, though. There are people that care that keep horses and give lessons and that kind of stuff. And horses are to be respected. Big horses. Meredith rides and competes on really big horses, 1,200, 1,400-pound horse. You get someone on a horse like that, no matter what, no matter how strong they are, the horse is the boss. And so they have to be well-trained. But they're, I've gotten more and more, as I've known her, more and more respect for what these horses are all about, how well-trained they are. Depends, like everything else, it all depends on how they are treated and trained. And I would bet that Shatner was pretty good. I've seen him, as I said, on a number of occasions on a horse. And he's really a good rider, and he likes to ride and compete in events. Like the old West, the old cowboy, the horse has, instead of an English saddle, has a Western saddle. And I've seen him chase and rope calves and, you know, that compete and that sort of thing as well. He's very competitive, and he's way too heavy. If you see him, he's gotten heavy in the last 10, 15 years. But he seems to be so vibrant and full of life. Good for him. All right, next on the list of people in the news, Mark Rober, R-O-B-E-R. Mark has applied to the Guinness World Records to have his super soaker judged as the world's largest. This guy's an engineer for NASA. And now he's become a YouTube star. He's built the world's largest super soaker. And so this is a gun, a water gun. I don't even understand that people are...
You've seen super soakers, right?
Not really. I've seen them, I think, on television, but I've never seen one up close. Powered by nitrogen gas, shoot water at 243 miles an hour?
Holy crap. That's not your average super soaker.
No.
This is 8 times the force of a fire hose. The super soaker that he's developed is able to easily cut through a watermelon, and it shatters glass. That's exactly what I want to do.
So what's the use of this?
Yeah, that's a good question. The use is to get it or yourself into the Guinness World.
Yeah, I guess, because I like a super soaker, but I would prefer to not be cut in half by one.
Right. Yeah.
So if you go to YouTube, put his name in, you'll see him meeting with Lonnie Johnson, the creator of the Super Soaker. And also, this fellow, the other guy, Johnson, is a NASA engineer, and then he became an inventor. So the prototype of this Super Soaker came, I want to be sound my New Englandist. And my New Englandist shoved the Super Soaker. Sounds like something that English guy would do on an infomercial. And get today's Super Soaker at a special. If you get it now for $1,000, we'll throw in 2 gushes of water or bars of soap or something. Who knows what. So this prototype of the Super Soaker came out while Mr. Johnson, remember he's the other engineer, was tinkering in his bathroom with a refrigerator system that would use water instead of harmful chemicals. So they needed pressure, apparently. Wow. These guys have a lot of time on their hands.
Putting all that NASA engineering experience to good use?
Yeah, putting it to use. You know, a lot of things happen by mistake. A lot of things are invented, a lot of things created, when the people who are involved are actually trying to do something else. And that's an outshoot of it. All right, let's see. People in general, did you know that this is from the Did You Know or Do You Care department. All right, everybody ready? 1 out of 5 of us, according to research, fall into a category called chronic procrastination. Or it's... really, for short, they call them procs. The proc consistently procrastinates in a number of ways in her life or his life. It's in work, your personal life, financial life, like putting off paying bills, putting off calling somebody back who's your friend, putting off things at work that you know have to be done. And they're all very detrimental because they undermine the goals, and people I have found in my experience who are weak in terms of their own ego do this because it creates in their mind, but it's a subconscious mind, attention. When people do negative things, it creates attention. Like, don't do any work. Boss says, get that done. Not doing things you're supposed to, you promise somebody who's a friend you're going to get something done. Oh, I didn't have time to do that. And you disappoint the friend. Or you don't pay your bills and the bank calls you and, where's your car payment? You know, that's the kind of stuff. Some people thrive on that. 20% of us in this research area seem to hold this as part of our the way we do things. You look around, it's not just our country, it's a human condition. As the research was done in Poland and England and Turkey and Austria, a scientist in Turkey asked, where do you think we find the most procrastinators? That was kind of a trick question. She and her cohorts found that all countries surveyed had the same percentage, 20% of us, no matter where you are, Saudi Arabia, Germany, Japan, doesn't make any difference. You're a procrastinator. Why? Do you procrastinate, Victoria?
Sometimes. I feel like I was more of a procrastinator when I was younger. Like, when I was in school, I was really big on procrastinating if I had a paper due or something. But I feel like I'm a lot better about it now.
Mm-hmm. Because you've been called out? Or you just find it unacceptable?
No, you know, that's a good question. I don't know what motivated me to change. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe I just matured.
Yeah. Well, is it a maturation thing? Do you know adults who do this, Kara? Or is it just people that are your age and younger? How do you do on this scale?
What qualifies as an adult, by the way?
Well,
sometimes. It depends what it is. I used to be really bad at procrastinating. Like, if I had to call someone about something or call the doctor or make an appointment for something, it would take me forever to do it because I just didn't like talking to people on the phone. And so I would keep pushing it off until eventually I would do it, and I was like, oh, that wasn't hard. And so that kind of is what made me get over it, is it was just, like, way more effort to keep avoiding it than to do it. But I don't know. I do it sometimes. I think there are plenty of adults who do it. I think everyone just procrastinates about different stuff. And it's a lot easier to do it in school because there's a lot more things with deadlines that you can procrastinate on.
And I think if you have, I do think when I was in what I call cubicle land, I think when I was living back in an office with cubicles and everyone sort of, you know, has a long day and the same environment every day, I think it's easier to procrastinate in that type of a situation than my schedule now is a lot more flexible and I have a lot more to do. So I just think that procrastination isn't really something I think about anymore.
Really? Well, you got to get it done. You're in a business.
Right.
I have to, every day, there are certain things that I got to do.
Right.
No matter
right.
what. In order to make this program happen.
Right. If you're working for yourself, which we all are in a weird way, I think it's just something, like you said, you just put it out of your mind. But I do think that if you tend to be stuck in cubicle land, it is kind of boring and it seems a lot more tempting to be a procrastinator.
There you go. Food for thought, 20 after the hour, DJV show.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. The special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Through Sunday at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale, take an extra 20% off your purchase. Get the gear, win the school year. With an extra 20% off, Junior's lace-up graphic tees are only $11.99. Score young men's shorts for $15.99. And Junior's denim for just $19.99. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. Game on. Kohl's. Select styles, 20% off are valid July 27 through 30th with promo code FRIEND20. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
The
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Recognize this from Greg Allman from his new release, even though he's not around. Rounder Records has announced they're going to be releasing his final studio album called Southern Blood on the 8th of September, it's a Friday. Southern Blood is a farewell to the end of the road, I guess, to his life and to his work and music. He passed away, when was it?
A couple months ago, May? Yeah, I think it was.
So, anyway, it also features a collection of songs written by Bob Dylan, Jackson Browne, Jerry Garcia, Willie Dixon. That's an interesting, eclectic
mix
of people to use the material. He spent his last year or so working on this project. The first single off the album is called My Only True Friend, which was his attempt to sort of contextualize the course of his life. Producer and friend Don Was said that. Was said, quote, "The man that his fans saw performing on stage was the essential Greg Allman. I've only seen him, I saw him once, and he looked old and tired." They did a tour for a while. He did, representing the old music of the Allman Brothers, or at least that's what the fans thought, but he didn't play much of that. The Doobies, he and the Doobie Brothers were on the road together, and I went to see them, and I thought it was awful, frankly.
See, that's interesting. I've seen the Allmans 5 times, and they were phenomenal every single time.
Well,
it must have just been...
Well, how recently, though?
When's the last time I saw them? They do their run at the Beacon Theater every year, so that was probably 3 years ago?
Yeah.
4 years ago, maybe?
Yeah. Well, it's about the same time I saw them, I think. Maybe two or three years ago. Anyway... he's a troubled guy, troubles in his life. The problem with a lot of these people, they don't have any hobbies. It's all music. It's all... And actors are the same. A lot of people don't have anything in their lives except their work. And so what do you do when you're not working? What do you do with yourself? I think that's a really good... There's a process of thinking involved. What do you do with yourself when you're not focused on your work? And that was one of the things that really got at Greg Allman, apparently. His producer said he was a musical hero. He had become a good friend. He was sweet, humble, and had a good heart, good intentions. And it was a great honor to help him put his affairs in order and say a proper farewell. So this is the farewell to Greg Allman. Also in the... I've always liked these guys, Tears for Fears. There's a problem that their final tour dates with Daryl Hall and John Oates. They said they're going to postpone their U.S. tour, the rest of it, citing a family emergency. Three of the concerts were, they were at the L.A. Staples Center on Friday and Saturday, the 28th and 29th of this month. All the scheduled shows were in California. And so
I've heard this tour is great.
Is it?
I've heard that, yeah. Co-headlining with Hall & Oates. It's a great lineup.
Yeah, it is a good lineup. I didn't see that they were playing around here this year.
Yeah, I forget this guy's name, the singer from Tears for Fears, but he still sounds really good.
Right.
So it's one of those things, like, if his voice isn't right, then the whole thing kind of goes under, but apparently he still sounds really good.
Yeah. I don't remember his name either. He's an English bloke.
Yeah.
I'm sure that Kara's rapidly trying to find it. Her fingers work faster than mine. I can't do the research as quickly as I would like to sometimes. So anyway, this is you gotta.
We don't know what the emergency
what's
is.
The problem, yeah.
Yeah, whatever it is, I hope. Wish for a speedy recovery.
Yep, hold a good thought. Always this. They were very clever though. The sound was very unique. Tears for Fears. So, and as you said, make a good combination. 28 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
Under the hood. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you look under the hood of a race car, you'll see components and parts that make up an extremely powerful engine. If you look into the head of a human, you'll see a brain that built that powerful race car engine. Under the hood of our skulls is a 3-pound universe whose imagination has no limits, no boundaries. And then, somewhere along the way, we allow others to influence us to impose limits on our boundless minds. But why? Or perhaps more importantly, what can we do about it? Quite frankly, we can unfetter whatever ties us to the belief that we have limits. In fact, for you, right here and now, is the time and place to step back and recognize the power that's under your proverbial hood. Your mind has no limits. For more on inspiration and motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
The Ford Summer Sales event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third-row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales event. It's always a now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Well, let's see what else we can yak about that has some positive impact on our lives. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. No, wait a minute. Jennifer's not here again. Tomorrow, I guess. So she, for one, I don't get. She was on the air one day, and it took her four days to get that done. I'll have to ask that question when next we chat. Or is she too busy drinking wine with you, Kara? It's your fault that she was AWOL.
You're right. It was my fault. I think
your fault.
I think what happened is that not everyone likes to fly back and forth to California from the East Coast, you know, in one day. So they were at the White House on Tuesday, and then they were here a couple other days.
Yeah, so I do it all the time. It's the big deal. Jump on a plane.
I don't know. I don't know if it's great for
you. A little wine on the plane, you're all set. Bing, bang, boom, it's over.
You don't have wine on the plane.
Yeah, you never drink wine on the plane.
No, I did once when I was going overseas and I wanted to go to sleep. I drank the wine.
Oh, that'll help.
Woke me right up. Sleep a wink.
Really?
Really? Wine normally does the
wine normally,
And normally when I have, I can't tell you.
Did you put Super Beats in it? Was that the problem?
No, but I remember that if I'm here, and I've gone to dinner, a couple of weeks ago, we went to dinner, and whatever wine it was that Meredith ordered, she didn't like, it's too sweet, so she gave it to me, and I had a couple of sips of it. That's about as much as I take. And if I have too much, like four or five sips, I get really either silly or I'm gonzo.
If we visit Doug on the farm, I think that we should all have some wine. I want to see Doug after wine. Five sips of wine.
All right, here's some good news from Amazon. Good news about jobs and work. 50,000 jobs Amazon is going to add to their workforce. And they're going to open, in addition to all the Whole Foods, they're opening a dozen warehouses all across the country. And then there's Foxconn. They're building a $10 billion plant. $10 billion, that's right, you heard me. Hiring 13,000 workers in Wisconsin. This is a great feel-good reality, and especially in a week where we've talked a whole lot about the robots and how many robots will be working at Amazon. I don't know much about Foxconn. Who can tell me about what the stuff is that they do there? Certainly, we know there are, I think, manufacturers of something that come from, it's a Chinese company, but they're...
Yeah, I don't know anything about Foxconn. Is that
It's... I think they... make televisions or computer screens or something like that, and it's a technical company. But they're hiring workers. It's sort of the same thing that's going on with many of our companies. We put plants over in China to get closer to the people who are using whatever it is that we're selling them, and then they like it, it looks good, and so they're building over here because we like it. But Amazon and the whole business of customizing orders. The computer does that, but then you have to have a human being apparently still. It'll be very... I find this fascinating because we're all trying to figure out how the robots will work in tandem with human beings. And I think if you go to an auto production line, go to General Motors, go to Ford, go to Chrysler or wherever, you would see how this works. I have a friend who works at a Chrysler plant and said it's a fascinating thing to watch the humans interact with the robots and vice versa, which seems, I guess today, is it...
does it work well? Because I guess you see...
Apparently it does.
Yeah, I guess it depends what you're calling a robot, because I am thinking of, like, a robot doing a human's job, but then I think of any time... I would watch the show sometimes, the how it's made or whatever, and they show all the different stuff and all the factories, the crazy stuff that you never think of how it's made. Mm-hmm. And every single one of those is, you know, you've got a line of people and then, like, all of these crazy big... machines that I guess are technically robots, and they're all programmed to do all different jobs. Mm. But I guess they must work together. I mean, they've been doing it for... That's been the situation for quite a while.
Robots have become more a part. That's the last 20 years or so, you'd see an increase. But so with the criticism that was aimed at Amazon because they're trying to do drones and all that other stuff, you have probably heard or remember... that they previously announced earlier this year that by the middle of next year, they're going to add another 100,000 full-time workers at their plants and stuff. So is that at the expense of other companies? Are we going to just take 100,000 people off the unemployment rolls, or is this something that comes at the expense of Macy's, for example, or other companies that are doing retail that are losing business to Amazon because people are buying online? It would seem to me that it's probably 50-50. I don't know the actual statistic, but wouldn't you say it's probably half and half?
I don't know. That's a good question. But I remember when Amazon made this first announcement about the 100,000 jobs or 50,000 jobs or whatever. I think it's 100,000 over 2 years. But these are the only problem, though, the downside of this, these are temporary jobs.
No,
these are
according to them, I'm looking at a press release that says there. That was what I thought, too. So I just looked it up. And they said that, I don't know, I guess you want to define temporary. Are they temporary part-time because
they're not working
40 hours a week, or temporary because they're not going to last more than 4 years or something?
Temporary in the sense that they're only going to last a year or two, because these are the jobs that they're adding are eventually going to be replaced by automation.
Yeah.
So, these are delivery-type sorting jobs, and until they get the sorting stuff done in the various delivery centers, centers, these are the jobs that they're adding for right now. Yeah. So it sounds good, and it's good for the next year or two, but after that, then automation does take over.
People got to figure out what to do with their skill set. You got to learn.
Right.
And that's maybe one of the reasons that there is so much emphasis now on post-high school education, because a high school diploma is worth zero now. It is. Think about it. You get out of high school, what can you do? Unless you've gone to a trade school.
Right.
And most of the people, unless you're running your own business and have learned a skill, or you've come from a family that was plumbers or carpenters or electricians or whatever your skill is there, you got to go to school and learn the trade a little bit better. But the exception to that is when you work as an apprentice. And there's a lot of encouragement for that sort of thing happening. On-the-job training, I think that's very smart. But generally speaking, you get out of high school, you're not worth a plug nickel. And even when you get out of college, a four-year college now, look at the incentive to go on and get a master's degree, and how many more people are getting PhDs or EdDs.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you got to. That's what's created the competition. It's the competitive edge. The more education you have, I mean, this is a two-sided sword here. Two-sided, two-edged sword. The idea of having experience. Why do you get experience unless you go to work? And the more education you get, the less experience you have. So then you become a theoretical person versus an experiential person. Do you know what I mean? You have the theory. You've learned the theory of how to do it, but you haven't really done it. So who would you prefer to hire? Somebody who's really already done the job, or somebody who learned how to do the job and hasn't done it yet? And the answer is going to be, 9 times out of 10, you're going to hire the person that's had the experience. So then it becomes, really, it's a very confusing situation where people are getting out of high school. Do either of you know anybody who's in high school who just got out of high school? What are they doing?
My cousin is a junior in high school, just finished his junior year. He's going into his senior year, and he is a great athlete, not a wonderful student, smart kid, but just, you know, not that academically motivated. Right. And the funny thing is, both of his parents are academics, and he's now been entered this past year. He entered into the HVAC program at his school, the vocational aspect. So he'll have a high school diploma. He is taking college prep courses, but at the same time, he's also in this vocational school. And if he puts off going to college and decides he wants to go down this trade road, then it's incredibly smart, because even to be an apprentice, it's a really decent salary to start. And once he's finished, he can, I think the starting salary for HVAC people is $95,000, and that's a heck of a lot more than what he'd make if he struggles through a four-year liberal arts school and then tries to get a job.
Yep.
So, but the thing is, though, he said he feels now that he's kind of ahead of the curve with seeing all the automation happening, but you know what, you still need a person to fix your air conditioning and your HVAC.
Right.
That's a huge business, and so I think he's incredibly smart to do it. It was not a path that his parents ever thought would be his choice, but I think it's a really smart move.
It's very smart in a number of ways. Think about it this way, Victoria. The things that robots can do, or artificial intelligence, don't include climbing up a ladder and fixing your air conditioning, or putting electric wiring into your house, or framing
your sewer system if you're a plumber or whatever.
Right.
Yep, it's true.
Exactly. So that,
and you know, the interesting thing, he said there are nine other boys and one girl in his class.
Really?
So it hasn't really caught on yet, but all of them know they've got some dollar signs headed their way as soon as they finish.
Well, and the other thing that you can think of when it comes to this, in terms of people who are technically astute, it takes somebody to run the robots. The robots aren't going to run themselves. You got to be able to program. And by the way, this Foxconn in China, I knew I'd seen their name somewhere before. They're the ones that assemble the iPhone. They work for Apple, and they're but they aren't going to the Wisconsin factory. The building is not going to be building iPhones. They're doing other things, televisions and that kind of stuff. There's a nonprofit called the Reshoring Initiative, which has done a study of what's going on in America, and it has for the last 10 years looked at American factory jobs, and under the last, actually the last two administrations, factory jobs went down and down and down because the jobs were moving abroad. And for the first time in decades, this past 12 months, has seen more manufacturing jobs created by our companies that come back to the United States. And not just that, but by foreign companies like Foxconn coming here. Because we have a large base, we have people that are using these products, and therefore it makes sense to build them here because transportation has become very expensive to move stuff around. So, anyway, there are the airplane business is interesting to look at, too. Boeing and its manufacturing facilities, more and more of them are being built around the country. 40% of all the airplanes sold in the world are built by the Boeing company, roughly the same amount now by Airbus, and then there are smaller companies that build. They sold it's hard even to imagine. Boeing last year sold $751 billion worth of planes. That is a great American company, but a lot of the stuff is now pieces come from other countries. It's like cars. I mean, the airplanes are like cars. The pieces are made everywhere else, and they send them here to assemble them. So we're not really making, they say made in America. That's kind of a goofy, it's assembled in America, because there's hardly anything anymore, no matter what you're consuming or using, that is completely made in one place. It just isn't.
Yeah.
It's done all over the place. India is making components for computers. The only place in the world that you don't find a lot of this going on is Africa. One wonders, and the conclusion that you come up with is the same all the time, because Africa is basically a black continent. Black people are there. There's a huge, and I don't know whether it's they let themselves sort of be stuck where they are. I don't know what it is, but the lack of education, most people don't get educated. Most people don't go. It's in the Middle East, there's a certain amount of this, but it's worse in Africa, just no education at all. There are certain religious organizations that set up schools to teach women mostly how to preserve their virginity or to keep from getting pregnant. That was the basis of a lot of these schools. It was all about health and how to care for your body, and then ancillary things come out of it. But think about it. What company is headquartered in Africa? You think of one? I can't think of one.
Nothing that I know of, yeah.
No, nothing pops into
Do you think mind. It's also because it's just closer to have a trade route between North America and Europe instead of having to go further to Africa?
Well, it's not close to have a trade route to China.
And right, but China has all of their own stuff. I mean, they make so much of their own.
But why don't you ask yourself the question, why isn't stuff made in Africa? Why isn't there consumption in Africa? And the only thing that I come... The only
unstable governments?
Okay, why, though?
Governments in Africa, I mean, they can't even get the diamond mining industry under control.
But why? There's outside influence... And I believe it has to do with the color of the skin of the people who live there.
But outside influence, but since, like, you know, British colonialism has left, really there is no outside influence in all those African nations.
But why? Why is there so much outside influence everywhere else and not in Africa? We're thinking about it, huh? It's 11:40 hour. It's the DJV show.
Through Sunday at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale, take an extra 20% off your purchase. Get the gear, win the school year. With an extra 20% off, Junior's lace-up graphic tees are only $11.99. Score young men's shorts for $15.99. And Junior's denim for just $19.99. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. Game on. Kohl's. Select styles, 20% offer valid July 27th through 30th with promo code FRIEND20. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 after the hour, it's our daily tech talk. Victoria taking on a couple of important technology issues or events, things that are going on that will impact you. And I look at this first story about Adobe, and I know that it'll affect me, and you'll find out how it'll affect you right after these words.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. 35% of dementia cases worldwide could be preventable by addressing lifestyle factors, according to a new report at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. The Lancet Commission says these factors include high blood pressure, obesity, smoking, depression, and diabetes. For the first time, their report included hearing loss and social isolation among the dementia risk factors. Dr. James Hendricks is Director of Global Science Initiatives at the Alzheimer's Association.
This report is very hopeful. Many people have the potential to reduce their risk of cognitive decline through simple, helpful behavioral changes. At a public health level, interventions based on this evidence could be extremely powerful in managing the global costs of Alzheimer's and other dementias.
According to the study authors, by managing modifiable risk factors at all stages of life, it may be possible to reduce new cases of dementia by 9 million people by 2050. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
All right, let's get to this, how the Adobe Flash is going to rest in peace, or maybe not. Join its founder, Steve Jobs. Right?
Oh, no. Steve Jobs didn't found Adobe. In 2010, he was
said,
very much against
it.
Adobe, yeah. He banned it from the iPhone, saying that it was way too insecure as a program, and it was too unaccommodating for a platform, the Apple platform, which is, of course, used with a touch, your fingertips instead of mouse clicks. And so everything that he said in 2010 about Adobe, he listed a whole long list of problems. All of them ended up being true. And so in 2017, 17, there's the still same problem still exists with Adobe. And even Adobe themselves yesterday said, okay, we concede Adobe Flash is not a great program. And so by 2020, it will no longer be supported and it will be completely gone. The good news is a lot of people right now are pretty much leading a mostly Flash-free existence. Now, on the downside, if you are a PC user like you are, Doug,
yeah,
your desktop has a lot of Flash programs on it. Yes. So when you go onto a website and then there's pop-ups and videos that start playing and all those things that really annoy you, that's all Flash stuff. And so that will go away. In the meantime, PC and Microsoft and all the other companies that program PCs are going to have to come up with a new program. They're going to have to figure out what to replace Flash with. The Flash player has not been used on Apple iOS since 2010. Android ditched it in 2012. The only thing that's really using it is Internet Explorer. Is that your web browser?
I don't use that.
Do you use Internet Explorer?
I use Firefox and Google and Internet Explorer in that order.
Yeah.
Pretty much. But Internet Explorer, I find a lot of stuff gets through on that.
That's exactly the problem, and that's what Flash is doing. And whenever you hear about these big data breaches, most of the time the hackers have gone in through an insecure spot in Flash, and that's how they get to the mainframe. So Flash, for a lot of reasons, it'll be great news for all of us when Flash is gone.
All right. Bye, Flash.
Bye.
See you later, alligator. Alligator? Alligator?
Alligator?
All right. Roomba. There's a rumor about Roomba.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a Roomba?
Roomba. Roomba.
Have you ever tried a Roomba?
I have never tried a Roomba, no. What am I missing?
Well, people who have them seem to love them. So Roombas, of course, are those little disc-shaped vacuums that automatically go around. They bump into the walls, and they clean up dust bunnies, and they clean your house. And so now it turns out that if people who didn't read the fine print, which who does? No one does. Right. iRobot is the maker of Roomba, and they say that they want to sell the data that the Roombas have been collecting. See, what the Roomba does, it's a smart, intelligent, AI, artificial intelligence. It hooks up to your Wi-Fi, and it maps your house. So if you move your furniture around, when Roomba goes through the next time, it makes a mental note of that. Oh, okay, there's no longer furniture here. And it basically has designed a map of your home. Now, Roomba and iRobot want to sell those maps in order to make money off of it. And the truth is, when you didn't read the fine print, there's nothing you can do about it. You already signed away your rights. Roomba can sell the data of your house. And so they say they want to work with Google, Apple, and Amazon for all of their smart home assistants and use that data to make the smart home assistant experience better. But really, it's for them to make money off of knowing what your house looks like.
So Boomba to Roomba. That's too much information. Everybody's got too much information. Close down the... Let's close all this stuff. Unplug everything.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.